Christians believe that the Romans and Jewish religious leaders who arrested the prophet Jesus crucified and killed him, but that he later came back to life and was raised to the heavens. Yet this is not the case. There is not a single word about the death of the prophet Jesus in the Quran, while terms such as Kataluhu and Mata are used in verses to refer to the normal deaths of other prophets, the verb tawafa, meaning to take the self back, is used in reference to the prophet Jesus. When God said, "Jesus, I will take you back and raise you up to me and purify you of those who are disbelievers, and I will place the people who follow you above those who are unbelievers until the day of resurrection." In Arabic, the word that is translated as taking back here and causing to die in some translations comes from the root tawafa. This word does not actually mean death, but the act of taking the self back. Either in sleep, in death, or as in the case of Jesus, being taken back into the presence of God. From the Quran, again, we understand that taking the self back does not necessarily mean death. For instance, it can mean taking back the self while one is asleep, as indicated in the following verse. "It is He who takes you back to Himself at night, while knowing the things you perpetrate by day, and then wakes you up again, so that a specified term may be fulfilled." The word used for take back in this verse is the same as the one used in Surah 3, verse 55, tawafa. In other words, as is made clear in the verses, the prophet Jesus did not die, but was raised into the sight of God.